Young adults. Music is powerful. Three young adults share how music has blessed their lives. By Marissa Whittison. The Savior knew he was going to die soon. He knew he was about to be betrayed by someone he loved, go through unthinkable pain, and save the world. How would you prepare for something like that? We don't have an exact account of Christ's last moments with his disciples, but we do know one thing. He sang a hymn with them. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Matthew chapter 26, verse 30. If music is valuable enough for Jesus to include in the last moments of his life, surely it can be a powerful force in our lives too. We asked three young adults in the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square to talk about the power of music. We hope their thoughts will prompt your own ideas about how to invite the blessings of music into your life. Music transforms. I was inactive for a large part of my life, said Tabernacle Choir member Darylyn Merrill. Music has always kept my heart beating in the gospel. It reminded me of how wonderful the Spirit felt and played a paramount role in my conversion back to the church. Darylyn described gospel-related music, and especially for youth CDs, as the greatest missionaries in her life. They always seemed to shuffle into place on my music player exactly when I needed them, as if the Lord was saying, "Okay, Darylyn, it's time for you to remember me." Darylyn described how music takes a listener on a journey to the past, present, and sometimes a more majestic future. From where I was to where I am now, the gospel has transformed me, and music has been a key player in that transformation, Darylyn said. As a catalyst for the Spirit, music has been her therapy and her solace. Music brings me peace every week. Music evokes. Violinist Jerem Redhair has a suggestion if you have trouble appreciating classical music. Try learning a little about the story behind the piece, the composer, and what was going on in the world at that time. It'll make the listening experience much more interesting and open up a whole new world of music to you. Jerem's musical training began at age 7, when an elementary school teacher recognized he had an ear for music and started giving him lessons. Now he plays in the orchestra at Temple Square. Waking up early to get ready for music and the spoken word makes for long Sundays, but Jerem said the blessings make up for the lack of sleep. Many people who aren't members of the church watch and listen to the broadcast weekly. Years ago, his own father began to learn more about the church after hearing the Tabernacle Choir in person. Music evokes emotions in a way words can't, Jerem said. I feel music speaks to our souls. Music connects. Kaija Purvis has always been an introvert. Because of her experience with music, she can stand in front of crowds and cameras with confidence. Every single time I finish performing, I feel proud of myself for accomplishing something difficult, said Kaija, who sings with the Tabernacle Choir. It's quite empowering to show myself that I can do hard things. Kaija was adopted from India as a baby and feels a close connection with that country. She believes music can connect cultures. Music has no bounds. It can bring people from various religions, cultures, and ethnicities together. Good, inspiring music lifts us up and brings us hope, Kaija said. As I sing to people across the world, I'm hoping they can feel my love for them and Heavenly Father's love for them. Jesus has promised to bless us through music. The song of the righteous is a prayer unto me, and it shall be answered with a blessing upon their heads. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 25, verse 12. Whether you create music or listen to it, sing using a soprano voice or sign language, each one of us can receive this blessing. End of the article. Music is Powerful, by Marissa Whittison. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.